Okay, everybody, welcome to the Daily Bedtime Stories for Kids podcast time here. So, guys, last time we skipped last night. We had a lot of things going on, so we skipped. But tonight we're back, and little Billy's trying to find his way home. And they're on a little bit of a detour because they have to find out who's controlling the bone monster. And they followed the guy, remember? And they led him to a grove of trees, and then they came back the next day, and they got mad because they couldn't find him, and little Billy ended up finding a knot in the tree, secret button, and then they went down there, and they heard somebody yelling for help, and we met somebody new, right? Lila.
Yeah.
So we figured out that Lila and Stella and Queen Addison, the Star Queen, they're all sisters. And so as they were talking, Queen Addison says, "Let's go back to the castle." So they all grabbed hands and they all thought. Little Billy used his coin, they all went, and then they all appeared right in the castle. And they were sitting around and they were visiting, and the Star Queen was telling them the story. And she said that she was the oldest. And when she was about 5 years old, she had a sister. And when that little sister was a baby, she had another little sister. When that little sister was about a year old, then she had another little sister. So there was quite a gap between Addison and the others, and something happened, and one night the entire kingdom went and it was just completely dark. All the stars in the sky had just gone out, and there was no moon, there was nothing. It was completely dark. And in the morning, when the sun came up, something strange had happened. A lot of the people were gone. They were disappeared, including Stella and Lila. But Stella found Queen Addison. She knew that they were sisters, but neither one of those could find Lila. In fact, Stella was on a mission to find Lila, but she couldn't find her. So she was so happy that they were all back together, and they hadn't seen each other for years and years. And they asked Lila, "So where have you been all this time?" And Lila said, "The man with the beard, he took me from cave to cave. And I was always in a cage. I was in a box." And Stella said, "You were always in a box? Well, what did he do?" She said, "Well, he would feed me. And then once in a while, he would give me something like a barrette or a brush or sometimes a knife, and he would try to get me to do things with them, like to make a magic or something." And she said, I didn't understand what he was doing. It didn't seem like anything was working that he was trying to do, but he was doing all these tests on me. And sometimes he would make me drink a potion that he made. And it usually was really green and bubbly, and it would taste horrible." And she said, "I don't know what he wanted from me. I don't know what, if he did something to me, I don't know." And Stella said, "But do you have magic?" And Lila said, I don't think so. I don't think I have any magic." And Queen Addison just kind of sat there, and she was just being really, really quiet. And little Billy said, "Queen, do you know something?" And she said, "Well, I just made a connection right now." She said, I didn't think that he would have anything to do with this, but it might be a guy that has been a person in our a friend of our family for a long time, and his name was Mike, and they called him Uncle Mike. And Uncle Mike, sometimes he's been involved in different things." And little Billy said, "Well, he's the one that took my coin. And we were in his lair, but we didn't see Lila there. He couldn't have been the one that took Lila." And they said, "Did he have a beard?" They said, "Well, he did have kind of a beard." And then Queen Addison said, "But Uncle Mike, he also has a brother. And his brother, his name is Andrew. And Mike and Andrew had a falling out. And Andrew, he hasn't been seen by anybody for a really long time. And they're both hungry for magic. They're both trying to get as much magic things as they can. And I'm sure that's why Andrew had Lila then. If it wasn't Mike, it had to be Andrew." And little Billy said, "Well, where can we find him? We have to stop him. He can't just get away with taking Lila for years and years and years and keeping her in a cage. I mean, what if he has somebody else? What if he's going to go get somebody else? What if he finds something magic and hurts somebody? Makes them drink something that does something to them?" And Queen Addison said, "Well, I don't know where exactly he would be, but I do know where we can start looking." And she said, "I think we need to go to the Rainbow Swamps." And little Billy and Stella looked at each other, because they had quite a connection by now. And she said, "We need to go to the Rainbow Swamps? Where's the Rainbow Swamps?" And little Billy and Stella looked at each other again and said, "What are the Rainbow Swamps?" And Queen Addison said, "Well, the Rainbow Swamps, there's always a bunch of clouds that cover the swamps, making it hard to see. And when the light shines through the clouds, it makes it look like there's water, is rainbows are coming off the waters." She said, "It's kind of pretty, if it wasn't so dangerous. There's all sorts of creatures in the Rainbow Swamps. There's giant fish in the Rainbow Swamps that that you have to be really careful of." She said, "And there's also big snakes there too. It's probably why Andrew is hanging out in the swamp, because he knows that nobody will follow him there. And if he knew that you guys were on his tail and he left that tree, his cave in the tree, I'm sure that he went to the Rainbow Swamps." So little Billy said, "Well, next time we're going to go get this Andrew character, and we're going to go to the Rainbow Swamps to get him." The end. So we'll do it tomorrow. All right, let's pray, okay? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. I thank you for the way that you love us and the way that you care for us. I pray that you would be with these boys, help them to have a good night's sleep tonight. Help us to have a good day tomorrow. pray that you would help them to grow up to love you with all of their hearts. Use them in great and mighty ways. In Jesus' name, amen.
And press the X.
What?
And press the X.